A public relations firm was paid to orchestrate a news conference involving the governor and several Milwaukee officials. They touted the Milwaukee Partnership Academy. It's a joint effort that'll use federal education dollars and volunteers to help more Milwaukee kids achieve grade level or above work in math, reading, and writing. Milwaukee Mayor John Norquist praised the coalition. He also thanked DPI Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster for her efforts to change the state's school aid formula. Norquist notes that Milwaukee and some rural school districts have claimed for years they are shortchanged by the current equalization plan.
When you have communities with low property base per student, you can't do these things without school equalization in the state. And her efforts to promote that through her committee are key to this effort if it's going to succeed over a number of years, not just succeed in the near future.
Governor McCallum and his education consultant Morris Andrews have been working on an overhaul of several parts of the education funding system. McCallum was asked if Milwaukee must do better under the school aid formula before student improvement can be sustained. The governor twice avoided a direct answer, the second time responding this way.
Financing is always an important part of the question. That's why I've protected financing and education in this budget and will continue to say that education is one of the highest priorities, the highest priority we have in Wisconsin.
About 80 Milwaukee schools could be listed as failing under the new federal education bill unless student performance goes up. Same goes with a smaller number of schools in about 115 other Wisconsin districts. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.